This is an All Ears English bonus. Learn native slang with today's game and get a web class invitation.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
On today's bonus episode, Aubrey and Michelle play a game to teach you some slang and tell you how to become an expert in slang in our upcoming web class. Listen in to find out more.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Hi, Michelle. I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited to be recording with you on All Ears English. This is groundbreaking, isn't it?
I know, right? We were just talking about how this is the first time Michelle and I have ever recorded together for All Ears English. So it's a first, which is always fun.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh, I love it. So, and today we are going to be talking about a lot of groundbreaking things. I love that word. What is groundbreaking, Aubrey?
Yeah, it means something new and exciting. We talk about when we build a new building, there's a groundbreaking when they first break ground, right? When they first start to build. And we talk about this for lots of other things. Whenever something is new and exciting and fresh, it's groundbreaking. And for us, something groundbreaking that's coming up is we are teaching a web class together, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the first time just the two of us are going to be doing a web class. So something else that is groundbreaking. I was going to say groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. We will be on this web class together. And also something groundbreaking is the topic, right? Aubrey, what are we going to be talking about?
Yes, we're going to talk about slang. We know we get comments, questions all the time asking for more new native slang and how to use it, because this is one of the best ways to sound like a native is to use slang like a native, right?
Oh my gosh, it is super, super important to use slang, guys. So we are going to be talking about slang on this upcoming web class. So we are going to talk more about the web class in just a little bit, but first, Aubrey, we are going to play a game today, and we are really excited about this.
I know. This is going to be so fun. You know I love games. I'm always talking about games over on the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and here as well. And this is going to be a really fun one. We are going to share slang that's real slang that natives use and then a fake slang, pretend. Yes. And we're going to see if you guys can guess which is the real one. So play along with us and then we'll let you know which is the real one so you can make sure and use it correctly. But definitely, guys, as soon as this podcast is over, go to allearsenglish.com/slang to sign up for our web class. It will be January 20th and 23rd, and you're not going to want to miss this one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So should we get started with our game, Aubrey?
Yes, let's do it. I'm excited. Okay.
So we're going to give, we're going to give the words and we're going to give examples. Okay. And then we're going to reveal the answer. Okay.
Yes, exactly. All right. Do you want to do the first one?
Okay. So the first word is hairy. Hairy. Okay. And the second word is hair scare. Okay. So, all right, let's do an example. So the first one, there have been some robberies in that area, so it can get hairy if you're walking alone at night. So I forgot to say the definition of hairy, guys. So hairy would be kind of like tricky, maybe
sketchy.
Yeah, sketchy. Yeah, kind of dangerous maybe, right? So that would be hairy. And hair scare, I should have done this first, would be if when you're scared of a new hairstyle, right? So, okay, so those are the first two ones. So again, there have been some robberies in that area, so it can get hairy if you're walking alone at night. And the one for hair scare is, I had a complete hair scare when I woke up and realized my hair was cut too short. Has that ever happened to you, Aubrey? Have you ever had a really short haircut and you're like regretting it?
Yes, I have. I dyed my hair like a dark red black in college, and then I wanted it back to my regular color, so I bleached it, and it was just kind of fried. So I cut it super short to get rid of it, you know, and it ended up being way too short, kind of a pixie cut, and I had so many regrets. it took a while to grow it out, too.
I have to see pictures of that.
Oh, I'll have to send you some.
Okay,
my college
crazy
hair days.
I love it.
All right, let's talk about which one of these we really use as natives.
Okay, so the answer is hairy. Okay, right, Aubrey?
Yeah.
So that's a good slang word, right? So would you use this?
Oh, yeah, we use this all the time, right? Ooh, things are going to get hairy here. Sometimes if my kids have like a ton of homework and we have too much going on, I would say, oh, things are getting hairy, just like complicated, you know. And then I like the way the example sentence you used it to mean more a little bit like dangerous, sketchy, like, this is a little bit hairy.
Yeah. Exactly. So guys, hairy is a slang word that you can use. So, all right, Aubrey, you want to do the next one?
Sure. Okay. The first one is cushy, meaning things are going well, comfortable maybe.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, comfortable. And then cruisy, which we say to mean submerged in water. So here are your example sentences. See if you can figure out which one we really use. Maybe you've heard one of these before. We would say, I'm in a really cushy relationship. We just fit well together. Or, my shirt got wet because it went all cruisy.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, which one's the real one?
So guys, think about which one is real. All right, here we go. So the answer is cushy, okay? So cushy is a real slang word. And yeah, like Aubrey said, I would say it means kind of comfortable, like feeling good, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we use this for like furniture being comfortable. We'd be like, oh, this couch is super cushy. But like you in this example sentence, we'll also use it for being comfortable in a relationship or in a situation. Things
maybe
are real
in a
cushy job.
Yep,
a cushy job. That's a good one for sure.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
Cruisy.
Not
Michelle
cruisy.
Made that up. It doesn't exist. Don't
I
use
made
that.
Up. I made up all the fake ones, and it was so much fun to do it. Cruisy. What am I talking about?
Cruisy.
Anyway, who knows? Maybe they'll be slang in the future.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so the next two, all right, they have the same meaning. Okay, so the first one is doodle, okay, and the second one is dudette. So both of these mean kind of like if you've heard like, you know, like, hey, dude, right, for, you know, calling a guy, you might say, hey, dude, right? So, but sometimes for a woman, like a slang term, if you're kind of close with her or having, I don't know, just being funny, you might say doodle, hey, doodle, or hey, dudette. So here are the examples. So, hey, doodle, what's going on? Hey, dudette, what's going on?
Okay. Nice.
So good. Which one is
it's
right?
It's funny because we use dude for sure for everybody. Like I would call some girls dudes.
Right,
hey,
that's
dude,
true.
Or girl. But we do also call, let's tell you the real one, we'll also call a girl dudette.
Mm-hmm.
Not dudel. I kind of like the sound of dudel.
Dudel. Yeah, but exactly. Because we add E-T-T-E, it's kind of like a feminine, you know, ending. I guess it's French, actually. maybe. Yeah, right. Yeah, the E-T-T-E, you know, right? Or maybe I'm wrong, but sometimes you also use L. So I made that the fake one. All right.
I like it.
So what's the next one, Aubrey?
Okay. There's two acronyms that we use as slang. You have to guess which one is real. One is GOAT, which stands for greatest of all time. And the other one is GEE, which is G-E-A-E and stands for greatest ever and ever. So here are your example sentences. Thanks for your help, Michelle. You are seriously the GOAT. Or, Michelle, you did an amazing job. You are the GEE. You guys may have heard this in the, this is super popular and commonly used now to have this. And let's let you know what the real one is, right?
All right. The real one is the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. And I hear this used a lot right now, don't you?
Yes. Oh, for yeah. This one is very, very popular right now, for sure. All right. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. So the first one is dinosaur, meaning very old, to call something a dinosaur, or a Fido, which is used for an old person. We also use this for like an old dog, and then we would call an elderly person this. So Michelle, give us our example sentences.
All right. So here we go. Wow, look at this old CD player. It's a dinosaur. Okay. Yep. Or with Fido. I'm a Fido now. Time goes by too fast.
Yes. All right. Oh, I'm probably a Fido. I don't like it.
You're not a Fido.
Not yet.
Okay. What's the real one?
The real one is dinosaur. We call something that's very old, or a person too that's very old, we could call them a dinosaur. But we don't use Fido. I have heard a lot of dogs named Fido, but we don't use it for an older person.
No. That would be very, very strange. I don't know. Just another one that I made up. Oh my gosh. It's really fun to make up slang, Aubrey.
Yes, I know, guys. I'm so excited for this web class. We are going to teach you a lot of great slang and a lot of sort of the rules for when to use it, how to use it, and situations. We're going to have some great role plays to give you examples of how you can use it to sound more native and make connections with people. Because we don't just use slang with people we know really well. We'll use slang with strangers. We use slang at work. And that is what helps you make those connections with people. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, that's a really good point, right? Using slang shows that you're kind of like at this level where you feel really comfortable with the language and you're also kind of keeping up to date with the language as it evolves. So I think it's really, really important to, if you want to sound more native-like, right, you want to get to use that slang. So that's what this web class is about. When is it again, Aubrey?
Yes, so January 20th. And 23rd. So go sign up right now. Reserve your seat. We're not recording it. It's live. Yes. You have to be there.
And you'll need time to, or yes, before, actually.
I know. We always do a little pre-party to find out where everybody's from. And that's always really fun. So come a few minutes early. Michelle will and I will be there for the pre-party. So go to allersenglish.com/slang to reserve your spot today.
Mm-hmm. That's S-L-A-N-G, slang. So we will see you there. See you, Aubrey.
Yes, see you there. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.